Hey, I'm Joe Healy, blogs.msdn.com, like Dev Fish, at Dev Fish on Twitter. Today we're going to take a look at adding script to the HTML widget in App Studio. Easier said than done, and also some of the other things. So y'all hold on, and here we go. So just what are we going to cover? Well, first we're going to watch App Studio do some bad things to our script and style tags. Then we're going to generate the source code, because that's where we're going to go to hack on it. We'll modify the source code and insert some script into there. Then we will test the app, make sure everything's okay. If you want to publish after that, I've got another video out there that shows you how to publish a App Studio project to the Windows 10 store using the source code option, and I'll give you a link to that one. So we've got our HTML section. We want to edit it and try and put some script in, see what happens. So we edit it, come over to data, and we can see Hi, I'm ByteMaster. This little tool thingy shows us the HTML. We can say, hey, I'm ByteMaster Div. We're going to, very simple, we want to make it a little more fancy. So here's some sample code that I use for showing off Edge demos and stuff. We're going to come over here and we're going to view it in the browser. And we can see show div, change div color. All right, we got script there that's doing all that for us. So what we're going to do is we're going to grab the appropriate scripty stuff along with the div tags, and we're going to copy that. Minimize. Now I'm going to come over here and replace all the content in here with that. Scroll up, make sure it looks right. And well, it looks like we lost the script tag, so let's do script. And we now have script type equal text, script, blah, blah. All right, now watch what happens up here. We're going to show HTML. Wait, where the heck did that script tab go? Oh, man, we changed back, ripped it out. Oh, no, I must have typed something in wrong. Script, cool, we're definitely seeing script there. We'll zoom it for those of you that really want to see that. Win escape. Win escape. All right, little magnifier misbehaving. Very curious there. So watch what happens again. Show HTML. Oh my, it modified it. I didn't. Nasty. Other stuff that will happen here. Let's just to show you an example. This thing can definitely rip some tags around for you. We come over here and say we do a div and we style it equal float colon right. Hello. And we'll do a little win plus there. And you can see we got a style applied to that, win minus. And then we do this and rip that out too. In fact, I don't know if you noticed, but when we put our original paste in, all of our divs had styling on them. Visibility, fonts, things like that. In fact, App Studio, let's go repaste that and show you. It's going to do a number on those too. So we'll come over here. We'll go into this. We're going to paste the whole thing in. And you see the styling is still there, in fact, on the div, right? But when we switch off and we come back, all our styling is gone. There's probably some stuff you want to do that's not going to be allowed in this. So there's a nasty little hack we can do to make this work for us. So to hack this thing, the easiest thing that we want to do is basically, let's just not even try and put any HTML in App Studio. So we'll just come in here and we'll put in a div stub. Don't even really have to do that, but just want to make sure it's there, but we got something. And save that. Now at this point, what we can do is we can finish our app. And we're going to generate the source code. So let's generate the source code, and then we're going to modify the source code. And I'll show you where you can go to put in the script that you want, or some special styling for this thing, or some other naughty things you can do if you have the proper imagination. So let's generate this, And I'm not going to do installable packages because I really want to get after the source code. We're going to do 1.4 on this, and this is stub A. Stub HTML. Stub A. Alright, here we go. Generate. Takes a few seconds. Good chance to sip some coffee. Since we're not doing the installable packages, doesn't take too long at all. And there's our source code. So I'm going to download the source code to my little App Studio directory, file, save as. You'll get to see all the dirtiness. It's my developer drive. Forgive me. This PC. Let's easier. Oh, can't even see that. Alright. See. Dev, App Studio, and here's where we've been beating up poor Bytemaster in here. So let's just save that in there. Gonna come out, view downloads. Open that file. Before you undo this, I always come out here, properties, and unblock. Makes it safe to run content downloaded from the internet. Then I'm going to extract all, and it will basically just extract out. Oop, gonna have to move to another window because we can't quite see this, the extract button, but we pull it off and we click extract and it's coming out and files will be extracted to this folder and off on my other monitor. It's decided to pull up the extraction window, so here we can see it extracting. Got a big old side monitor. So all the source code is out. See my other videos about publishing App Studio projects via source code. You'll be familiar with this process, but basically what we're going to do right now is we're going to make sure this thing can compile. We'll come out here. We double click to open it. Again, it's decided it liked my other monitor better. And we'll make this big. So here's our project. Before you start building it, switch the target type over here to, let's just do x86, we don't need 64-bit joy. Let's build and rebuild the solution. Going to go off and restore packages. Chugga chugga. Made an executable. And we can basically now run this thing. And we know if we run and we look at the HTML area in there, what we're going to get is stub. So we're not even going to mess with that. But we do want to change this thing. So we're going to come over here, and the actual data is buried in here, assets data, and there's our html.htm. If we open that up, look at that. There's div stub stub. We'll zoom this up a little for you guys. There's div stub. Now, I'm very simply going to hop over to my project. I'm going to grab my source code in here. And I'm going to paste that in. Now, everything you post in here is not going to work. For instance, alert and some other functions like that are not supported. One thing I'm doing is as I find things that are not supported in here, if you just come out to dfwiki.devfish.net and you search WebView, a page will come up, WebView XAML control, and I've started listing current limitations I know about the WebView XAML control, such as you can't use alert or anything with a secondary window. It always runs IE in document mode, doesn't support ActiveX plugins, so that's Flash, PDF, whatever. Doesn't support certain HTML5 features, and it says including. It doesn't give us a list of them, so as you find things we probably want to play with it and see what doesn't work, and post me something back, let me know, and I'll add it to this list. But dfwiki.devfish.net, and there I've been listing out limitations I find with the Windows 10 WebView control. So we've got it in there, though, and now we've got script in there, and we can actually save this, and we'll just go ahead and give it a run. So we're going to run it to local machine. Hopefully this one hits the right window. Chugga chugga. Little elves at work making code deep inside my machine. Creating a new clean layout. I like that. And here's the Byte Master app. Gerbils at work. We come over here, and we're going to come over and just hit the HTML section. And we still see stub. Not cool. Not sure what happened there. How about we didn't save? Come out here. File save. Build, rebuild. Rebuild all, run again. Don't want to see stub this time. Revs it up. Alright, come over here. There's our HTML. And we got our shit. Guess it wasn't saved, guys. Happens to the best of us. Even the Byte Master. I'm not the Byte Master, but there's no div showing. That except for the one that's always there. We do a show div, we do a change color, text isn't initially showing up, so you know that's a little error we got in our code. We can, in our styling, we drop out, probably need to do on the font color here, we go color or black. So you know, we're putting styles into the stuff, which is not allowed in App Studio itself. Our HTML show div, that text shows up that time, change div color. This app is now ready to publish using basically regular Windows 10 publishing from source code. I will post a link to my video on that as well if you're using App Studio and want to take the source code route, but that is a wrap up of how you actually insert script into your App Studio HTML areas and kind of bypass it. Note the one thing about this, it is one way. You will have to redo this every time you generate your code. That's why you don't want to mess around too much in the HTML stuff. You may actually just want to keep a set of files around that you actually just copy over into the data area or something like that. Lots of different ways you can get around this. And also, watch out for those functions that aren't supported. See at dfwiki.devfish.net. Or the blog article that's going to accompany this that will show you how the ones that I know are not supported. Some resources for you. First, App Studio. If you need to just get started with App Studio, website, appstudiowindows.com. App Studio publishing to Windows 10 from source code. So there's my video link for it. And also my wiki resource links for the WebView. So check it out. Lots of notes up there, and I'm continually evolving that document to reflect what I learn about the WebView control. So I want to thank you for watching the video. Again, I'm Joe Healy, blogs msdn.com, @devfish, @devfish on Twitter. All images are from copyright expired content at gutenberg.org. As Chris Minaj would say, Berg, like in Zerg. theme music was Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod. Kevin MacLeod. Get his stuff from freepd.com. Some pretty cool music. See you on the next video, and hope y'all have a great day. Bye.